Hello friends, welcome to Stock Pathshala. Some of you might be listening to this at adigitalblogger.com. Today in this podcast, we will talk about whether algo trading is legal in India. Although it is at its nascent stage as of now, but the legal aspect of it is also something important to understand. Whether this is legal or not, there are multiple aspects to this. Because there are multiple types of investors. So you have retail investors, you have at the same time institutional investors. So different kind of rules have to be laid out. To talk about the basics first, algo trading as an advanced and innovative method of trading. It makes use of algorithms as a finite set of instructions that are given to the system to obtain a specific output. In India, algo trading is quite new, as we mentioned. Yet, it has taken over almost 40% of the trades on NSE. Most of these trades are coming from institutional investors. Now, you have to see that when we talk about the kind of scale it has, so you see that for institutional investors, things can be seen as differently because 40% of the trades are already being put by them. But again, we're talking about the retail investors more because the kind of people who might be listening to this, they come from retail sort of background. Now, there are complexities to that. Algo trading comes with instructions. It has delivered more speed and accuracy to the trading system along with eliminating the effects of human emotions. It involves, in fact, minimum to no human intervention in the overall trading decisions. When we talk about institutional investors, for them, yes, it is completely legal. And as you mentioned that 40% of the trades are already being put at NSE by them. For retail investors, the answer is as of unknown, because it's not that simple, you see. There are no structured guidelines or regulations that have been set by SEBI with respect to algo trading by retail investors. If a retail investor, as of now, wishes to be involved in algo trading, he needs to go through a rigorous process of registering himself as an AP or authorized person, and then he needs to get a dealer terminal from his broker. The person who is expected to man the terminal is also required to have cleared NISM Series 8 certification. In the month of August 2016, SEBI issued a paper in which it made a proposal to strengthen the rules of algo trading and allow it to have been used by retail investors. They're still trying to determine the extent to which retail traders should be able to use this. It has also asked the stock exchanges to introduce managed co-location services wherein, along with the space, the retail investors will also be provided with the technical know-how and expertise. So there are some attempts happening in this direction. There are some attempts that have already been materialized in a sense. But in a way, if we have to answer whether algo trading is legal or not, for general retail investments, it is as of now not legal, from the point that there have been no sort of rules in place or some sort of guidelines in place. As of now, the only solution is either you become an institutional investor, which obviously is not going to happen in most of the cases, but there is another alternative where you get registered yourself as an AP and then get a terminal from your broker. That possibility is also kind of minimal to really happen and materialize. So with time, SEBI must be bringing something concrete so that it becomes relatively easier for general investors to move into algo trading if they want to. So this is what we wanted to cover in this podcast for you. Hopefully, you were able to learn something new today. We'll see you in the next podcast soon. Thank you so much for listening to this one. Bye-bye.